Welcome back to our podcast. This is our second week. I'm Andy.
I'm Naomi.
And today's episode is a special one because we have our like very first guest. So it's gonna be very exciting to film. Naomi, do you have anything else to say?
All I have to say is that we love her very much. Now, Andy, go ahead with the intro.
So for today's episode, we have a very special guest who really needs no introduction, but she means a lot to us. She's very outgoing. She has a witty personality. She's known as Little Uzi's wife on TikTok. Please welcome our guest, Daisy Sanchez.
Give us a minute, guys.
Keeping me. Okay. I mean, would it really be our podcast without Daisy? Okay. So to introduce Daisy again, we have a very special guest on today's episode who really needs no introduction at all.
But we already introduced her once.
Yeah, so fuck you, Daisy. Anyways.
Okay.
Anyways, wait, do you want to hear the introduction we had for you?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, and on today's episode,
and can you speak up your voice though? Because like, yeah.
Okay, and on today's episode, of a very special guest who needs no introduction at all, but she means a lot to us. She's outgoing, quite good.
That was a lot.
Yeah. Okay, so are you guys excited for today's episode? Wait, Daisy, how have you been? Let us know.
I've been good, guys. Thanks for asking.
Baby, this is a podcast. You need a like.
How's TikTok?
Baby, I'm a little nervy, huh?
How's TikTok going?
I don't do that.
So we're actually really excited that you agreed to come on our podcast.
Yeah, I made time for y'all.
Yeah, so...
Thank you, Naomi, Don't talk over me.
Oh. Okay.
Why is Naomi really nice? I feel kind of a little weird.
Well, anyways, we're really excited to have you, and thank you for coming. So today, Naomi, do you want to explain what we're going to be doing?
So today we're going to be playing a game called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Drum roll,
please.
Yes.
So this is going to be a really fun
game. We should play for prizes. I'm still getting money.
Okay, I'll put $1 on the table.
I put $5 because, baby, I got
That's how you know we ain't making that much money off this podcast.
Okay, I'll put $5.
Yeah, $5. I was going to say $20, but you're not cheap. So
$5. I was going to say $22, but I mean, I don't want to hear no. Oh, I thought we're kidding. Because, bitch, I'm going to get mad.
No. All right.
I don't play about my coin.
All right. So, do you guys want to play against each other or should we do. Yeah. Let's have you guys play against each other.
Okay.
And then I'll be telling you guys you're right, you're wrong. All right.
All right.
All right, so how you play this is, like, you play by grade levels.
Yeah.
So,
come on, Steve,
we're going to start with first grade, all right? So, what subject do you guys want to do? There's English, math,
English.
Science. Okay, let's do English. Okay, so...
Let's do English.
Okay.
Okay, whatever.
So, Daisy, you'll go first since you're the guest.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought we were supposed to say, like,
look, we'll go like this.
Okay, yeah, because... Like we said
in the because if you guys have the same, yeah, fine.
Like we said in our last podcast, we are actually together, so we're seeing each other's reactions and whatnot.
Yeah. We're 6 feet apart because of COVID.
So. Of course.
Exactly.
Don't even try to do it right now.
Exactly.
So don't even.
And we have masks on.
And we were double COVID tested negative. So.
And we were gloves. And,
yeah, gloves too.
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to start with first grade. So, we'll have both of you guys answer the question.
All right, go.
So, we have to, like, find a way to, like, see who raises their hand first.
Oh, yes, like this.
Yeah.
The reaction.
Yes.
Andy, you have to pay attention.
Yeah, you have to pay attention.
I will. Wait, let me, yeah, like that. Like that.
Wait, come on, let's get
okay, yeah, that's good. What is a term for a word that is similar in meaning to another word?
Synonym.
Yes.
Bitch, I'm the first one.
It was Naomi.
I don't want to play. I feel discriminated. I'm done. I don't need this in my life right now. I don't need this negativity.
No, I think we should go one in one.
I was going to yell it out, but I was being respectful. She's like, cinnamon. I said cinnamon. Synonym.
I think we should go one in one.
Daisy. I feel like Daisy and I should, like, compromise on, like, you know,
I think we should go one on one.
But that doesn't make sense, because what if I just copy her?
Yeah.
No, like I give you a different question than Daisy. I'm gonna give you a different question from Daisy, but it's still the same.
That's not competing. Yeah, that's not competing.
Because whoever gets the right answer.
It's like if you give me what's 30 divided by 27,
and then you give me like
2 plus 2. Yeah. Like, yo, come on.
But it's
not competing because it's not the same question.
Yeah.
Whoever
says it first.
Baby, you're yelling in my ear right now. I don't need that.
Yeah, whoever says it first. Okay. Second question.
Okay.
What is the past tense word for run?
Ran.
Daisy.
Baby, don't do that.
All right, so you got one on one.
That's actually 2 to 1. But okay.
What is a tense? What tense is this? Okay.
Hurry up.
We will go to Disney World.
Oh, future.
Yep.
Yeah.
Naomi, you gotta keep your game on. I want a... Okay, so this will be A or an, okay? I want a or an apple for a snack. An. Okay, Naomi.
Okay, Naomi.
Naomi got it. So you guys are tied.
Go for her.
This is the last question in the first grade level. What's a person, place, now, or a thing? Yeah, good job.
So Naomi. You yelled in my ear.
Naomi's winning. Naomi's winning. All right, this is second grade.
It, okay.
Second, oh, I grade. Thought that was the last question.
No. What type of literature features magical creatures such
mythical.
As giants?
Myth.
Dude, get out of my.
Bitch, I'm not even done saying the question.
For real? You'd be like,
okay.
No,
okay. How about Andy? After you finish saying the question, Andy, say go, and then like that gives us permission to answer.
Yeah, because Naomi's been turning you off.
Giants, gnomes, and goblins.
Dude, she already said it. That doesn't count.
Well, she got it wrong. Fantasy. So do you have another answer?
It starts with an M. I already know.
It's Dude, fairy tales.
Fantasy
fairy tales. It's fairy tales. So I'll give it to Daisy.
Okay. Damn, I'm not even the one arguing. Go.
Why is she? You shouldn't know because she's losing now.
Does the word bone have a long or short
I didn't hear
vowel
this. Now? I didn't hear the question.
Long.
Does the word? Yep.
I didn't even hear the question.
You snooze, you lose, bitch. You got it.
Okay, whatever. Go.
Have money. Hey, wait! Don't hurt my dog, guys. No.
No, you can't hear anything. Wait, why would you bring your dog on set?
Wait. No, my dogs are in my room.
We can't hear your dog.
Oh, cause she was like getting a little shy.
No, we can't hear your dog. All right.
I go.
All right.
Go ahead,
does man. Bug have a long I or a short U sound?
Short U.
Next.
Yeah.
Good job, Daisy.
Thank you.
All right. What are the 5 ignorative or
bitch, what did you just
words?
Say?
Okay, so you. What
I
are
know
the
that
5
one.
Question
I know that
words?
One.
Huh?
I go, who, what, when, where, why?
I can't even hear the question because you guys are talking over.
I hear
fine. Okay. Fill in the blank is your name.
What?
Honestly, I have no...
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Yeah, Daisy got it right.
Yeah.
Daisy got it right.
Save your money up. Not too funny. Or whatever.
Yeah, funny. All right. The person in the novel who tells the story from a third person...
Did he say go? I didn't hear that.
He hasn't been saying go at all. I'm just not answering.
He doesn't.
He'd
be like, go.
Bitch, I could play back this video. It's not.
All right.
Well, Naomi. Why is she yelling at the
game?
Who does that? That's
Naomi got that.
What'd you say? I said who yells at the game.
I was talking to
That's
Andy.
Very unprofessional. Yo.
Well, I didn't even say no.
Yeah. Right. So.
Give an example of a transition word.
Then.
Yeah. All right.
You have to say go.
The main series. Oh shit! Sorry.
You asked it before you said go.
The main series of it of events in the story is called a what?
Sequence.
No. Naomi.
Can you repeat the question?
The main series of events in a story is called a what?
A beginning?
I know the answer.
What?
I think is the plot.
No.
Well, shit. Next question.
Which is a plural sound for toy cup, children, and leaf?
You mean plural?
Yeah.
Okay, plural. Can I answer this? Okay, yeah. So it's for each word, right? Okay, so toys. What's the next word?
Mm-hmm.
Cups.
Children.
That's already plural.
Leaves
with a V.
All right. All right, next question. What do you call the part of the story with all the action?
Can I answer? Climax.
Yes. Just say it.
Climax?
Yeah. Okay, have a you story been conveying points? More or less...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, baby, I'm in the lead, so there's no point.
A story conveying a moral lesson is called a what?
Huh?
A story conveying a moral lesson is called a what?
Life lesson? I don't know. Moral of the story?
Right.
Let's say, what's the answer?
Fable.
Bitch, no.
Isn't that... Yo. So what's the answer?
It's a fairy tale. Okay, so we're going to go to the fifth grade section. So if you guys are not smarter than the fifth grader, then I don't know what the hell.
You should mind your business then. Go.
All right. Mm-hmm. Who is the creator of the classic book characters Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn?
Oh.
Wait. Huckleberry Finn, the author, is hold up.
Yeah, the creator.
The creator.
Don't Google it.
How am I Googling if my hands right here? My phone's right here, baby. I know it's a guy, right? Or a girl?
Yeah. Well, there's multiple genders.
No, yeah.
So
I
don't know.
No, yeah. I know the author. I just forgot
Well, y'all dumb. Y'all don't know it.
Okay, well, I can't wait until it's your turn.
Exactly.
What is the name of the most famous English playwright?
Romeo and Juliet. Romeo and Juliet.
Come on. Yes.
And who wrote Shakespeare.
That was a part of the question, babe.
I can't wait for Sandy's turn. Don't you agree?
What is an antonym for beautiful, pretty, ugly. Gorgeous, ugly?
You didn't say go, though. What's going on?
Dude, here? It's...
Which word...
Yeah, don't talk over him.
Which word means radiant?
Bright.
Spin, kill,
glow.
And glow.
Glow.
Yes. I said glow first.
Oh, okay. This one you guys should.
And you have to say go because it's like honestly really confusing.
Who is the author of the 1960 novel about social and racial inequality, To Kill a Mockingbird? Go.
I forgot.
Come on.
I know it. Her, yeah, the freaking author's name was all over everywhere. It's all over my papers. To Kill a Mockingbird by... Shit, I wish I had options I can pick because I know the bitch's name.
This is so easy.
Well, dude, I can't wait until it's your turn.
Anyone else?
No, I think they're...
Mm-mm.
It's Harper Lee.
Yeah, Mr. Lee. That's her number. Okay, next.
You guys are not gonna get this one. Let's see.
Wow, Naomi, we better get this one.
Often seen at the end of a sentence, the a three period. Trailing dot.
He didn't finish
okay,
the
what,
sentence.
Okay, but what is that called? What is that called? Those three dots.
Baby girl, no, the three.
Like the
three dots. It's a continuous one, right?
Yeah, that thing. What is it called?
A continuous
Look, if I'm like...
It's not one of those. It's literally the three periods when people are trying to be, like, suspenseful.
Yeah, like, when you're, like, dot, dot, dot. Like, when you're, like, dot, dot, dot.
When people are, like, okay, dot, dot, dot. Like, okay.
What is that called?
Continuous period.
Ellipsis. Syphilis.
Bitch!
Syphilis.
Right? When?
How do you know that?
Remember I sent you the thing, like, the hack?
Okay. I believe you.
Next.
Sure. Okay, do you guys... Naomi, do you want to do this one to me and Daisy? Okay. I'm going to send it to you.
Did you already look at the answers?
Yeah, he did. That's why.
No, I haven't looked at the answers.
No, you know what? I can't wait to do you and Naomi because y'all not going to know. So...
Do the science questions, okay, Naomi? Did you?
No, I got. You didn't look at the answers.
I didn't look at the answers.
Why are you getting defensive? Only people that know they're lying get defensive.
Fifth grade?
Come on, going, guys.
No, do all the grades, but do science questions.
Oh my god, my dog got so much food on the floor.
So scroll down.
Clean that up.
Until you find science.
Okay, first grade. What causes tides?
This is waves.
Oh, yeah. The moon.
Wait, that's easy as hell. Tabs?
Wait, I have a question. No, he didn't. I have a question.
Yes.
Why did Andy pick this subject?
It's the next one.
Well, maybe I don't want to do science.
Oh my god, we have to do science.
Yeah, because he saw the answers, so of course he would
have to do science. I didn't. I don't.
Why are you yelling? He didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. You won. Okay. You answered most of them.
Ready? A caterpillar changes and grows into what? Go. Yes.
Into a butterfly.
So we'll
I have to say go, okay? And then you guys can answer. Metamorph. The sun is a planet, star... Or mystery. Go.
Sorry.
Daisy, she didn't say go.
Sorry, it's a little lag.
Moving air is called wind, tide, or hurricane. Go.
Wind.
You need to answer faster, Andy. Okay. Snow, rain, and sleet are all examples of what? Go. No.
Hail. Okay. Water.
No.
Temperature.
No.
Weather.
I don't know.
No, it's weather conditions. Something like that.
Snow?
Okay, the
honestly,
answer
that
was
I really
precipitation.
Don't know.
Forgot that.
Yeah.
It's fine.
All right, what's the next quiz?
Okay, second grade. What is H2O also known as? Go.
Water.
Water.
Next question.
Come on, Andy.
The what ocean the is made of what kind of water? Go.
Salt water.
Yeah, I don't think
you're going to be salt. Come on, not.
I didn't know that.
And I didn't want to do science. Okay. I'm like, learning. Okay.
Okay. These collect energy from the movement of air. Go. No.
Molecule? Okay.
Huh?
Adam?
No. These collect energy from the movement of air. So it's something. No.
Kinetic energy.
It's something.
Solar panels.
You're around that area.
Mama, we don't know.
Solar energy. When you
know.
It was a joke.
Oh, I was close. Okay.
Earth is located in what galaxy? Go. Yeah.
The Milky Way.
It's not a competition.
But it could be.
Okay, third grade. When a living thing makes more of its own kind, it is called reproducing, reducing, or recycling. Go.
Dude! Reproduction.
Reproduction.
Yeah.
Reproduction. You know the song?
Sing it for us.
No, it's a little...
Okay, what phenomenon might be felt on the surface when two tectonic plates rub against each other? Go. Yeah.
Earthquake.
Earthquake.
He's right. Okay, next question.
Yeah.
That was me.
That was her.
That was me.
You were off by like a second.
It's because we talk the same.
Okay. Well, which planet is closest to the sun? Go. Yeah.
Mercury.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Mercury?
I let you go.
Earth? Why would you say Earth?
Because that should be hotter than...
That's
okay, ready? What resource covers most of the Earth? Go. Yeah, you guys both
water. Said water. Okay. I think I did it
faster. A landscape?
I think I said it way before. The most
prominent features are trees. It's called... Go.
Rainforest.
That's too specific.
The jungle. Woods.
Rainforest woods? Is too specific.
Jungle. Forest.
I said forest. I said regular forest.
One of you guys said rainforest.
Is it forest?
Yeah, forest. Yeah, forest.
I said forest. All right.
Why give him the clue when you're like, oh, well.
No, bitch.
You guys said it. I said it. You guys said it at the same time, and then I was like, no, that's too specific.
Can I?
Fourth grade. What planet is nicknamed the Red Planet? Go. No.
Pluto.
Yeah.
Mars.
Who got that one?
Who got
that one? Yes.
Yeah, I didn't hear you.
Daisy, you're a bitch.
Yeah, both of them. I didn't hear you.
Oh my god. This is
animals
racist.
Who eat only plants are only called what? No.
Omnivores.
That's both. Yeah.
Herbivores.
Bitch, I said that first.
Andy.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Oh my god. I thought you quit your fucking podcast.
No.
Fuck you.
You can't wait.
He's about to retract.
After I say the answer, every time I say the answer,
I retract
from
your
like,
fucking
I
podcast.
Baby,
fuck
it's yours too.
That's a young. That's you only get 17 views.
Okay, next.
Hey, are you shaming?
How long does it take the moon to orbit Earth? Is it 24 hours, 365 days, 1 month? Or yeah. Yeah.
1 month.
Okay. 1 month.
Who said that one?
Well, you guessed, so it doesn't count.
What do you call a scientist who studies rocks? Go.
Rockyologist.
Monologist.
No.
Rock scientist.
It doesn't have the word rock.
Oh.
An astrologist. Ooh.
Scientist.
No. Geologist.
Yeah, earth scientist. Well, you should have
said
people
of land. Study of earth.
What? Yeah. Ow, you have my ear.
I don't know.
Okay. Next.
Fifth grade. What are the three states of matter? Go.
Solid, gas.
It's three.
Right, that one
and,
or no?
And liquid.
Dude, you never let me finish.
Yeah.
Solid, gas, and liquid.
I literally said that. I gave you
well,
the
you guys
you did
just
not
say
liquid.
Count. Solid, liquid, gas. Well, I said it first.
You didn't say liquid.
You're like, oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah, now I know, because the smart girl says something.
Okay, bitch.
Which tool is
okay, Miss Bitch.
By the way, these are fifth grade.
Bitch.
Which tool is used to estimate okay. the likelihood of certain genetic outcomes? You guys are never going to get
damn. Why is she saying that?
And why do you, yeah, why so negative?
Okay, then go.
Well, you did that too, Andy.
True. It's obviously...
I'll let Andy go first.
Wait, can you repeat the question?
Which tool is used to estimate the likelihood of certain genetic outcomes?
I'll go first. Timeline.
No.
Again.
Punnett square.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. My sister. Shout out my sister.
I don't even remember that.
Hey, Daisy, do you want to do me and Andy?
Okay. Yes.
Let's do history.
I don't know history.
There should be.
Okay, are you guys ready?
Yeah, scroll. Will you just send another link?
No, okay, wait.
Scroll down to the history part.
Okay, ready? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Question one, first grade. Which language is the most widely spoken in South America?
Go. Spanish.
Okay.
Naomi. It was literally me, you bitch.
Who?
Yeah, I said Naomi.
Dude. You Thanks. Stay like a minute behind Dude. And then expect to okay. be like chosen.
Right, like maybe not the chosen one.
I wish you guys could see Andy's face.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Speak.
Keep going.
Communities are where who live, what? Work, and play.
Bitch, I don't, even know I don't understand the
question.
Wait, can you
Communities are where who live, work, and play.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Communities are okay. Well, you guys are not gonna get it. Communities are where blank
people
live, work, and play. Yeah.
It's because I heard Sorry, chameleons. I like
that.
God.
Oh I God, am.
Maybe, yeah. No, when you laughing. Laugh, your whole Botox face freezes.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
I take
sorry.
Really good
Wait, I'm so I'm sorry for outing okay. you.
What are the two main languages spoken what? In South America?
Spanish and English.
What are the two main No. What are the two main languages spoken in
Portuguese
South America?
Portuguese and Spanish.
Peru. Yes, correct. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were the first two
men go on the
entire world to do what? Specifically, what
land?
Do what's on the moon?
Fly?
Put the American flag on it.
That, he walked on the moon.
Oh, he did do that, didn't he?
How else would he do?
That's right.
All right. Who were the first people in America?
Native Americans.
Right answers only. Yes, correct. The first Thanksgiving was celebrated by Native Americans and what other
Aztecs.
People?
It has to be pilgrims. No way.
It was pilgrims.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, it's pilgrims. Is that true or false, though?
True.
False.
Okay, just that. There's only one right answer, and it was just that. Damn, my dog is just left. All right. The Statue of Liberty was a gift from where?
Europe?
Liberty
France.
Was a gift from where?
I said Europe.
Correct,
it counts.
Andy.
No, it doesn't, bitch. You have to be specific. You know how big
but
Europe
you went
is?
Too specific. Yeah. What country did Mexico gain its independence from in the 1800s?
I think it's Spain.
Baby, go home. Yeah, it was Spain.
It's Spain.
She said that's so cool.
They weren't. How would they gain independence?
Oh my god,
from America?
She's so like damn.
And we're all Mexican, so.
Okay,
anyways.
Who invented the light bulb?
Oh. Marx.
Yeah. Thomas Edison.
The light bulb.
Mars?
I said Marx, dumbass.
Yo! Alright, so now we're moving to second grade.
That was
grade.
Only first grade.
Which
Those were hard.
Which, I'm not even trying to, like, be rude, but, like, I don't even know all this shit. I don't think. I don't know. Okay. Which war was fought between the North and South regions in the United States?
The Penguins.
Oh, is it... I want to sound stupid. Boston Tea Party?
Girly. It was the Civil War.
You know what? I thought we had World War III already.
Okay.
I don't know.
Go.
I thought that Vin existed.
I don't know how many we had. Okay. Italy, Japan, and Germany alliance was called what during World War II?
Girl, I don't know.
The Axis of Evil.
I've heard of that.
Oh, this is an easy one. What city in the world was the first to be attacked by an atomic bomb?
Hawaii. Pearl Harbor.
Oh my god.
It's not Pearl Wrong. Harbor? Oh yeah, that's
Hiroshima.
Bitch. Oh, is that offensive? Don't cancel me.
I think so. Okay, third. Y'all better know this one. What is
sitting in the front of the bus.
Or famous for?
But honestly, you know what's funny is that
saying no to being moved to the back of the bus.
But you know what's funny is that now we want to sit in the back of the bus.
You're not Rosa Parks.
So.
Yeah.
But everyone wanted. And everyone wants different. To sit in the back of the bus.
Yeah, just so their teacher wouldn't get mad at them and call them out for eating and being on the phone, not because of their color.
That's true. That's deep.
It's not you trying to make a connection.
That's deep. Ring.
Yo, I know you just did that.
Okay, this, I thought I did so.
I'm like, wait.
Dude, ahora yo vine bien tapada.
La tía. The Emancipation Proclamation.
You can like live alone
what?
As a kid, right?
Well, yeah, that's emancipation.
It freed the slaves.
Wait, oh my god, wait. I'm.
Next question.
Yes.
I'm crying, I'm not laughing.
Then why do you sound like that?
Because
yeah, what are you crying for?
Didn't know that, that was.
Okay, next question.
Yeah. Julius Caesar was the emperor of what
empire?
Oh, are
you crying too? Who the fuck? Julius Caesar
no, was? I must sneeze, sorry.
Oh, that bitch was in
Was he ugly or was he hot? I forget.
I think he was, I don't know what the fuck that bitch did. Oh, he was part of the Italy. The Colosseum. Well,
baby, go home. Home. No, the Roman Empire.
No, we're not.
Oh, who? All right, guys.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Martin Luther King.
I have a dream. Milk, yes. Oh, MLK.
You said milk.
Yeah. Fourth grade now.
Wait, did we just go from fifth grade to fourth grade?
What ancient civilization?
Okay, go.
No, that was third grade.
Naomi, what if your grandma walks
fourth
in
grade.
Right now?
Oh, actually, I missed.
Naomi's grandma walks in right now.
Oh yeah, she has a big ass hookah.
That's bigger than a motherfucker. That's bigger than a
motherfucker. Need a hookah. Yeah, I like that song. Baby pass, need a hookah.
Baby pass, need a hug.
Okay, what object beginning with the letter Q?
No. You were gonna ask something else.
With during the Middle Ages.
The question.
Go do the other one.
What's your problem? You don't know the answer.
Pop out with my.
Okay, go on.
That is the question. What object Coral. Beginning with the letter Q did the people write Coral? With in the middle? What?
What the hell? We're gonna incorporate it.
Quill.
Turn it down.
I don't do those. Can you hear it?
Okay, anyways. Yeah.
Let's <to hear it. laughs> Go on, Daisy.
This song is called Like Daisy.
Okay. Ponce de Leon discovered Florida, but what was he actually looking for?
Gold.
Virginia. He was looking for gold.
Just because you were in Virginia doesn't mean everything's about Virginia.
Who thinks they're right? Who thinks they're right?
You really think he was looking for Virginia?
Well, you're wrong.
For
he was
what?
Looking for the Fountain of Youth. The Fountain of Youth.
What the fuck what? Is that?
Okay, fifth grade. He was like, yeah, okay. What was the name of the last queen?
Oh, Queen Elizabeth.
Isn't this bitch like the hella third. Like evil and shit?
The third.
I said the third! Hey!
Yeah, she's still alive.
I said the third.
And that's, isn't that England? Not France?
It's France.
So I don't know why y'all racing.
Every bitch's name
maybe
is Elizabeth.
Maybe she's British. So.
Would you have known without knowing the answer?
Well, no, not her.
From the website? But would you have known?
It's France, not England. I would have known that. No, yeah. But still.
Oh,
yeah, that bitch. That makes sense.
Yeah, you see, American Horror Story. Remember that? Have y'all watched that? What was tobacco. Mostly widely grown crop in the Middle Colonies? Starts with a W.
Wheat.
Wheat. Yes. Okay, you guys want to do a really hard one?
Continue.
Well, that's okay. It for history.
Oh my god, okay, so are we done?
Wait.
Sure.
Ready? How long? Oh, I don't think anyone. Okay, what will you use to unclog a toilet? A, plunger. B, a wrench.
Plunger.
C, a slipper. D, a toilet bowl.
She didn't say go.
Correct.
Wait, I have a story time.
True or false?
We're in the middle of a game.
Yeah, sorry.
Fuck this podcast.
True or false? Wikipedia is written only by qualified professionals. Correct, Naomi? All right, next one. Which of these things can disinfect the wound?
Vodka.
Smoke, mercury, pine needles, vodka.
Vodka.
Which word in the dictionary is spelled, quote-unquote, incorrectly? Incorrectly, concierge, inoculus.
Do you even fucking know this?
Trebuchet. Baby, I'm just reading the questions. Like, don't shoot the messenger just because you ain't know.
I don't fucking know.
You're correct, Naomi. It is incorrectly. Which one of these things can you use to change a tire?
Jack.
Swivel stick, pogo board, axle jack, tying. Axle tie. Shit, I don't know. Damn, this bitch is good. Around how long should you boil a hard-boiled egg? 2 minutes, 6, 12, 40.
6 to 12.
First one.
Oh, first
one. Oh, 12.
Pick one. So Naomi says 2 minutes, Andy says 12. Yeah, it's 12. What does CPR stand for? Cardiovascular pressure, cardiopersonal rescue, creative pressure,
last.
Cardiopulmonary resuscitation.
Are these like
you're correct.
Anatomy questions?
It's basic. No, it's a question that everyone should know the answers to. A broken clock is still right blank a day. One,
I didn't
thrice,
understand what
four
said.
Times, twice.
I don't know any of these.
Okay.
I think that's enough of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yeah, because you're getting boring.
Let's talk about...
Well, baby, this is Are You Smart in general.
Let's talk about our favorite songs. Song of the Week.
I have a lot.
Wait, like the actual song of the week
no,
or
your
song
of the week?
Oh, well, you guys want to know
well,
my
duh,
song of the week?
Yes.
My song of the week this week is Barbie Dreams by Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
That's been my song this week. From the Queen album.
Can you sing it?
Oh.
Yeah, I know you can sing. I heard you before.
It has a lot of bad lines. Let's see. Where should I say? What's my favorite line? I don't think I could sing it, you guys. I don't say
yes,
bad words.
Can. Never say never.
Drake was like giving me always lying and shit. But I don't know if the pussy would have been crying and shit.
Okay.
You know, trying to scream
Anika.
And DMs. I've been having a look. Oh, you can put them like this. Face ass motherfucker.
Anyway, mine is.
Man, Uzi is my baby. He ain't taking an L, but he took it literally when that's a go to hell.
Okay, mine is 42 Doug Ride
sing
With
it.
Me.
Yeah, no, you have
no,
to sing it. You're the fucking guest. You're the fucking guest.
I
this
don't. No, you guys are not the boss.
Okay.
So go ahead now.
What?
And I'm the guest. So
mine
how about you sing yours, Naomi? Sing yours. Go ahead, since you want to sing so bad.
Okay, let me put it.
Okay, we'll sing it.
No, you got it. Bitch, you
gotta know it. No, acapella. Hey. Yeah, acapella.
Hey, acapella.
Run around, get it one on one.
Andy?
Bitch, no, you have to sing yours.
Do it. All right,
next everybody sing except for you.
Yeah, hey, and she was the one, and she was the first one to say sing it. So.
And I sang it.
No, that was Naomi.
That was you.
Naomi told you to sing it.
Oh, no, you pushed me to sing it.
That was Naomi that told you to sing it. No, I just said you sing it.
How to count the big Khaled.
Can you hear it?
Speaking, and no fat telling was the ain't eating.
Andy, what was your song?
I think Andy wants a toy.
I do. Barbie Dreams by Nicki Minaj. Put it now.
Good. I love her. So pretty.
I love that song. I love that song.
Your Love by Nicki is so good too.
R-U-B-I-G. I'm looking for baby. All right, come on, Naomi.
No.
Wait, I have a question. Are y'all going to go back
to school? That's a good question. I think I want to. But I'm just scared. Like, what the... Yeah, even that's if
it's
fine.
Two days. Barbie tank?
2 days, and yeah. It's only like 12:30. Just kind of stupid, but I mean.
Barbie tank.
Yeah, I think my mom told me I should go. And I was like, baby, go. Dude, let's down. Go.
B-I-G.
But you see, my thing is, I would only want to go to see how it is, and if I don't like it, I want to go back to online.
A handful of these.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, this was very fun podcast. Yeah. Thank you, Daisy, so much for joining us and wanting to do this podcast. Hopefully, we can have you on. Hopefully, thanks we can have you on me. More podcasts in the future. Maybe you might come back for week in two. Who? For week two.
For what?
Week three.
Oh,
So thank you for joining our podcast. It was very fun. We love and appreciate you.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Bitch.
That's fine. That can be your closing song.
I used to prep for times like this.
I think you're trying to be loud.
Face ass when I fuck them. Sorry.
Okay.
Well, yeah, thank you, Daisy, so much for having us. Hug.
Thank you. Oh my god. Wait, you're hitting me. Thank you.
Oh my god, we hugged in the coronavirus. That's fine.
That's what
we're saying. We'll
you. All right, bye everyone.
You just took my butt. Yes, sir.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much for watching.
Bye, y'all.
We'll be back next week, Thursday. Love you guys so much. Thank you, Daisy.